flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The good old days. This is when NBA players played hard, Randy.
Oh, man.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy, Trillville Thursday. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle as we will continue to, honestly, really, you know, a lot of the coaching hires have been made, and that's great. We've heard from some of the guys. We'll start getting into the Super Bowl, you know?
Yes,
I know it's more than a week away. But we'll get into the Super Bowl, man. We got a great matchup coming up next Sunday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Henderson, Atlanta United Sporting Director, is going to join us at 12:20. Miguel Almiron is coming home. I know they're actively working on another designated player signing as well, so maybe they can knock that out in the next 40 minutes, and he can break it on the show, or we can ask him about it, and he can pretend he doesn't know what we're talking about.
That's fine, too.
And then they can announce it later on today. Either way, we'll do that in about 40 minutes.
I wonder, because... I love you, King. I always have. And I'm not one of the people who think traitor and all that other stuff. But if you go to New Orleans, go to the Saints, and for every kickoff, they play a Yin-Yang song.
Oh, right?
They play a Yin-Yang
song. Yeah, right. That's why people say they're traitors?
No, I'm asking.
No,
I don't think they are. But because they play, and it's at a Saints game, for every kickoff, they play the Yin-Yang, the Yin-Yang Twins song.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this brings me back to when Bo was mad at the New Orleans rapper.
That's right.
That was at the Atlanta Falcons jersey on.
Right.
You viewed him as a traitor, right? The greedy guy, right? Wasn't the greedy guy?
Yeah, it was the greedy guy.
Yeah. You viewed him as a
sellout,
traitor.
I think it's the word,
which is strong language.
That's really strong.
He was paid to come do the gritty in Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
So I guess he literally for it. So he literally sold his services.
So that's the
definition of the term.
Fair enough.
Because Yin-Yang is from Atlanta, right? Am I right or wrong?
I'm
looking at him right now. Yeah.
So, do you view them?
Eric Jackson and D'Angelo.
So, do Atlanta people, Falcons fans, view them as sellouts because, again, that song is played before every kickoff down in New Orleans?
Some people probably do.
Really?
Some people probably do.
How does published music work in that fashion?
That's what I'm saying.
They're not performing.
Do the Saints have to pay them to play their song?
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
So did they like, okay, because I know me, I'm a capitalist. Give me, okay, fine, whatever. The Falcon fans that mad at me, give me something on this damn mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, just curious that if they think that way about the Yin-Yangs as sellouts, which I would never say, but some people have that kind of thought process.
They're also not the only ones. Like, a lot of artists are paid to go perform at different stadiums. Like, I'll tell you somebody who no one's ever going to say anything bad about in this city, certainly about their allegiance to this city, is Big Boy.
Man.
Big Boy was at Chiefs game the other day with Chiefs stuff on performing at the stadium because they paid him to.
But that's what I'm saying.
The Falcons weren't playing, so he wasn't busy.
I'm asking between New Orleans. Now, Big Boy went to
the
Saints game and performed.
He probably has.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
I bet he has.
I don't think so. Not
did
Big
him
Boy.
And Sleepy Brown go perform at all the stadiums?
I know they do.
Remember that Big Boy and P show?
Big Boy?
The club?
Big Boy? performing at a Saints game?
Look, I don't know if that's happened, so I'm not sitting here trying to say that it has. All I know is I follow the dude on Instagram, and I see him in all kinds of different teams' gear, performing at all kinds of stadiums, basketball, football, and otherwise, baseball even, because they love him everywhere, and they want to hear the songs, and so they cut him a check, and he performs the music. He's an artist. What's he supposed to do? You know what I mean?
I'm just asking. That was it. That was my own thing, because I'm just curious, like, because of the ties. And I just use these two fan bases. Uh-huh. That's why I just use these two fan bases. Not everybody else. I know about these two fan bases. And that's my only thing is, like, because
I've never seen Yin Yang in Saints jerseys, though, and I've never seen them performing at the Dome, whereas this guy literally just put on – it was born and raised in New Orleans. The dance was invented on the streets of New Orleans, actually,
yeah,
Baton Rouge.
But you know what, though? Like, he had a moment.
Get your money.
And he needed to capitalize
yeah,
on it.
Yeah.
Everybody in the, I mean, no, maybe he
won't. Hey, your head coach is on TV, Andy.
Oh, look at him. I bet that's going to mean great things in recruiting.
It probably will. He knows the NFL guy.
He does. They're running it like an NFL program over there at the University of Washington. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that guy will go on to have multiple platinum albums and Grammys and stuff like that. More likely, the Gritty is going to be the best that it
probably
gets.
He could have very well grown up a Falcons fan. We don't know this. In the day of the internet, like, you don't have to be a localized sports fan anymore. Like, you can be a Yankees fan or a freaking California Angels or whatever fan.
Because y'all keep talking about fans. I'm talking about these two fan bases. I'm not talking about somebody that Randy, he was at the Ravens game, Lamar. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Falcons, Saints.
You're talking about Atlanta artists performing for the Saints fans and New Orleans artists performing for the Falcons.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, I understand, big boy. You just said that. I'm talking about these two fan bases. Because I know my main man Bo feels about it. He's a damn sellout.
And he's not, I mean, he's not even a, he just invented a dance. He was just friends with Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
You know, he's not a rapper or anything else.
Sellout. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm trying to see if there's video or pictures of, you got Big Boy performing at the Falcons Saints halftime show, and it was the 50th anniversary, but that was here.
Right.
Look, I don't know. I don't know.
It was a question.
Yeah.
It was a question. Because every time I hear that song, I think, okay. I was like, damn. Even as a player, you're sitting there like, oh, they're Atlanta artists. Hmm. But when they play it down there, you're thinking like, damn, they are from New Orleans, aren't they? But they're not. So, okay.
No, they're not.
You'll be all right.
According to Wikipedia, they're from here.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to a grab bag of NFL questions with the great Abe Gordon. Hello, Abe. How are you?
What's up, guys? How we doing?
Good. There we go. What's the best Yin Yang Twins song?
Oh, man.
Salt Shaker?
I mean, this might be the most popular. My favorite is Whisper Song.
The Whisper Song's good, too. The Whisper Song.
Yes.
Remember we did a whole segment like that one time?
Yes. Yeah.
That's good.
Babe?
What is the bigger or biggest pre-Super Bowl event? The Senior Bowl, the Pro Bowl, or the Puppy Bowl?
The hell is a Puppy Bowl?
You got dogs out there.
I have to explain the Puppy Bowl?
Dogs doing what?
Running around being cute.
On a fake field with a fake ref. That ref's in the bag.
What's the bigger?
More important, significant.
Oh, the Senior Bowl. Yeah. The Senior Bowl's most significant, important of the three.
Well, it's
Cause
the only. Because
of the game or because of the practice.
It's the only that, significant
yeah,
one.
Yeah, but no, it's that one.
People do like the Puppy Bowl, though. People like it.
Oh, I'm not saying they don't. People love their dogs. I love my dog.
Yeah. But
they have a kitten halftime show, Randy.
I mean, I would never change my stand on how I feel about cats. But okay, people like cats too.
They do.
They like cats.
I mean, yeah, obviously the most significant one is the Senior Bowl. These guys are down there trying to make it to the next level and all that kind of stuff. All the guys that balled out left.
Yes.
You see the kid from Marshall? He was like, that's enough.
We're good. That's what you're supposed to do.
See you at the combine. Yeah, no, he made his point. He bulldozed that Oregon tackle and he was like, I'll see you guys in Indy next month, which I love.
Yes.
I love that he did that.
Which team that hired a new head coach is going to have the most wins next season?
I think Raves.
Jaguars, Patriots, Bears, Raiders, Jets, Cowboys, Saints.
I think the Patriots. I think the Patriots. I think Raves is going to get them right. I think they're going to go out there. They're going to make some significant upgrades.
Yeah.
They're going to go get them a number one wide receiver. They're going to go get some offensive linemen. Yeah, I think they'll be fine.
I'm going to have to see what they do first because their roster is still really bad.
Yeah, but I think
I think the Bears are going to be okay. Like, I know that division was ridiculous this year, but I think it'll kind of come back to earth a little bit. I just think they have pretty good players. Now, I don't know if Ben Johnson's – I don't know what he's made of. Right. I don't know what he's made of as a head coach. We've never seen him do it. We know Vrabel can do it. But I don't know. I like that group. I like that quarterback. I think he's a really good quarterback, and I think he's going to be fine.
I'm still interested in the Jaguars on that one. I just winnable games in division.
That's true. They're going to have a really easy schedule.
But they just can't seem to put it together. I have no explanation why. I asked you guys this question off air a couple days ago. I'm interested on air. Who's going to make more money next season, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields?
Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin's not going to get more than if he gets $10 million.
What did he get this year? What was Justin?
He was on his rookie deal.
Oh, he was still on his rookie deal?
No, I'm sorry. They cut him. The Bears traded him. No. I'm sorry. The Bears released him. So he probably made a little bit more than Russ, maybe.
Let me look.
Remember, Russ signed for...
But Russ signed for the league minimum.
Yeah.
Russ was making league minimum.
Yeah.
You're right. This is only his fifth year.
Yeah.
So he was a first-round draft pick.
Yes.
Does he have a fifth-year option?
No, the Bears didn't pick up his
They didn't pick option. It up. Okay, right. Got it. Okay. So he only made $3 million last year. Russell Wilson's going to make more money this year.
Okay. Let me go off the script here about Justin Fields. And I know the Steelers owner mentioned they want to bring one of those guys back. Not both, but one. You're Justin Fields. You were what, 4-2 or whatever they were?
Right, to start the year.
How can you want to go back there when they just benched you?
Because that might be the only starting gig he gets.
But, I mean, did they really bench him, though? Like,
yeah.
Russell Wilson
was a winning quarterback, and they benched
him. I know, but you understand. Yeah, okay. But you know what I'm talking about. Like, Russell Wilson was the starter, and he got hurt, and they were going to make him the starter when he got healthy, and they did.
Yes.
That's what happened.
That's what happened.
They didn't. Benching is different.
That's what happened.
Kirk Cousins got benched.
Yes.
In Atlanta.
Kirk Cousins was losing games.
Right, but Justin Fields knew that when Russell Wilson was available, and they kept saying
they kept
like,
telling him that.
Mike Tomlin said that every chance he got was that he was the starting.
So he didn't really think it was the wrong decision.
He didn't really, yeah, it might have been the wrong decision, but he didn't get benched. You know what I mean? Like, it's because getting benched, we talked about this yesterday.
Yes.
There's a difference between getting benched and not being the starter. And I
just don't think he was ever the starter.
He wasn't. He was playing because Russell Wilson was hurt.
If Russell was starting. Yeah. Like, Russell would have been benched for Justin Fields. Justin Fields was not benched for Russell.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
It would have been like that.
It feels like there should be a sour, and you might be right, Randy, that might be his only option. Feels like I would have a sour taste in my mouth if I were Justin Fields.
Yeah, you know, like
winning games.
$8 million will sweeten that taste up real quick.
All right. Which 2024 last place team has the best chance to win their division in 25? Patriots, Browns, Titans, Raiders, Giants, Bears, Saints, or 49ers?
49ers.
Yeah.
49ers. 49ers. Just because Kyle Shanahan. The Saints are going to be a problem for a while.
Yeah, they're going to be
a problem. The Titans, I'm not sold on the Titans. Mm-hmm. I'm not sold on their coach. I'm not sold on their organization right now, what they're doing.
Yep. Giants are going to be bad.
The Giants are going to be bad.
The Browns are the Browns.
Yes.
These are get ruled out by division, I would imagine, right? Browns ruled out likely by division.
The 49ers are such a weird team right now, though, because they got to make some decisions on veterans. And again, it all comes down to Christian McCaffrey. If Christian McCaffrey is healthy, you probably go to the Super Bowl.
McCaffrey gets hurt. He still has guaranteed money. Yeah. I mean, I would say the 49ers.
He was healthy for 1 year there, and they went to the damn Super Bowl. He did last year kind of not to the level. Saquon's playing better, but he played great last year. What the Eagles are getting from Saquon, who's finally healthy, is kind of like what the 49ers got last year from McCaffrey,
right. Who
was finally healthy, and then, again, wasn't healthy this year, and the season was a disaster because of it. So that's a tough predicament to be in because he's just never healthy. When he is, he's amazing, but he's never healthy.
Because of a conference, just like the Jaguars, I'll take the Titans.
Really?
I don't trust that guy either, though.
Man,
I don't trust that head coach.
I don't even know who their quarterback is.
I know it's not. Well, it can't be, right?
It was probably going to be Cam Ward, right? He's fine, but it'll be a rookie.
Yes.
It can't be worse than Levis.
You never know.
But I guess Jaden Daniels just went to the conference championship, so rookies can certainly win.
They can succeed in this league. I mean, you got back-to-back rookies. You know,
That's kind of a decent comp, too, in terms of poise.
Jaden Daniels went further than C.J. Stroud did, so everything is always possible, you know, with this, you know, with these young kids coming in. But
I know that what Levis did against the Falcons early in his career, he was worse than Desmond Ridder, right?
I don't know.
He's pretty bad.
Probably.
He's pretty damn bad. I mean,
He had a four-week run. Six of one, half a dozen the other. I mean,
he's pretty bad.
We're talking about bummy NFL quarterbacks, you know?
Final question.
Uh-oh, we're going to get to the final question. You know what that means.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's that?
The better responses are, the less we get to.
Oh, okay.
I'm saving. Now, I have like some Super Bowl grab bags, so there's no Super Bowl question. There's no NFL. Well, this one's a draft.
So you save the good ones for later.
I got some other ones next week.
Good.
Just for the sweetness.
Don't worry, dear listener. The good ones are coming next week.
I never assumed you were going to use this segment, so here we go. Doesn't matter who the quarterbacks are they going to go 1-2 in the NFL draft? And if so, at what point is a third quarterback taken?
I think somebody's going to take a third quarterback in the damn top 10.
Yeah, I do think a third quarterback is going to get taken. I don't think
top five.
I don't. If someone trades in,
somebody's going to trade in.
Giants.
Somebody's going to trade in and overdraft Jackson Dart. I think Jackson Dart is going to be the quickest rising quarterback in this draft class, and I think that somebody's going to get up there.
Can I tell you something?
You might be right though. Tennessee, Cleveland might go quarterback.
Yep,
it's possible.
I was listening to my buddies in Cleveland this morning, and they had a. Should the Browns take Jackson Dart number 2 overall discussion?
Oh, so it's already begun.
It's beginning.
He's gonna be a fast damn riser, man. He's gonna be like how JJ McCarthy and all those dudes rose.
That's what we said last year.
I can see Jackson Dart doing that.
It was around this time last year. We were like, just wait for it.
Uh-huh.
The JJ McCarthy hype is coming when he gets to the combine and does the workouts and stuff. And it did. Jackson Dart's this year's JJ McCarthy.
Yes, I can see
who's played a lot more football. Now, JJ won a lot more games, but Jackson Dart's played a lot more college football.
I mean,
played at USC, played at Ole Miss, all that. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. This hour has been brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast, PADLYBuys.com. Thanks for being with us on the Trillville Thursday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.